the recommendation of the officer, which is to go for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. And those against? And abstentions? That is carried. That has gone for approval. Thank you all. We now move on to item 5.4, and that is planning application 2019-000770. And if I can ask Rob Duckworth to present that when he is ready. Thank you.
Afternoon, Chair and members. Right, so application P2019-00770, Bank Close Cottage, Bank Close, New Toxeter. This is an application for the erection of two dwellings, widening of the existing footway, and formation of a new vehicular access. As you can see, the site is located on the sort of south side of New Toxeter with the bypass running to the north. This is quite a historic part of New Toxeter with quite a narrow lane. You can see it there. So you can see in relation to Waitrose roughly where it is. The application host property is a detached property with quite a large garden to the side that runs along Bank Close and alongside Churchill Close as well. And the site will be divided, as you can see here. Blue plot being retained for the host dwelling, red plot for the proposed dwellings. This is the general layout proposed, so you can see the sort of dark black is the road widening of Bank Close. The two houses will be situated back from that road with sufficient parking in front. The projection off the front will be a bedroom above with a garage below. Sufficient garden space retained from the host property and the two proposed ones as well. Separation distances to those on Churchill Close and Bank Close are also suitable. Most of the trees on site will be lost. You can see from that plan there's a dotted line towards the centre top of the screen. That's a retained beech tree which has an impending tree preservation order put on it, which we've got comments due until the 8th of April and we've got until the 4th of September to confirm it. But it does have protection at the moment, just not formalised. You can see there are some tree planting schemes going in, clusters of three trees and some at the back, along with hedging along the front. And there's also meant to be a low brick wall to the front as well, where the highway's been moved back. One of the main issues with this application is access and highway safety. This plan shows the site in relation to the junction to Ballance Hill. The red box is the main junction where it's been known to be tighter than it should be based on the sort of age of the junction and the geometry of it, but views can be had from the just edge of the site down to that junction where the road widens. This will hopefully allow people to see cars coming up and down the slope and take measures accordingly. This is a general street scene and section of the site, so you can see the two properties in relation to the flanking houses and those on Bank Close. General design is part two-story, part room in the roof as well. Dormer details, hip at the front, that's been negotiated just to help reduce the impact on the street scene. Materials will also match those of the host property, so a bit of brick and a bit of render as well. So as part of this, we've had no objections from County Highways, but there has been a lot of work with them to try and find the right solution to it, and also the applicants and their agent have worked to try and find increased improvement for this as well, but that came to no avail, and I'll discuss that in a little while. Tree officer has no objections to the trees being removed, but has stated that the beech tree at the front is worthy of a tree protection order. No objections from Environmental Protection and Environmental Health say that no particular issues, provided that there's a construction management plan to go along with hours of operation and dust and noise. Utoxeter Town Council did have some concerns about this, asking for it to be taken to committee and that the access and highways are looked into in a bit more detail. They also brought about a question about a ransom strip, but that was looked into and we can't find any evidence of that, and it wouldn't form part of this application anyway. It's a civil matter, really. No comments from ward members. So there's 15 objections received, which covered a full gamut of everything that planning covers, really. So overlooking, overshadowing, noise, lights, loss of trees. But the main one really was to do with access, highways, parking, and the impact on the junction to Balance Hill. And again, I will cover all of these things. Now, we've looked at all the relevant policies to do with this, and it's deemed that the principle of development is acceptable, subject to relevant conditions, and is a suitable form of development for that setting. It's the right density and design. It introduces only two dwellings. There's no adverse impact on amenity based on separation distances, topography, intervening vegetation, etc. And highways have said that it is acceptable. Now, the main issue here, and I can read it verbatim if necessary, but it's the comment from highways. I'll go down. So it says, highways have previously objected to the development of Bank Close due to access and width of Bank Close. The difference with this application is that it proposes an improvement to the width of Bank Close over part of its length. While this does not improve the access onto Balance Hill, it does provide an improvement on the frontage of the development, which will assist with the development and benefit occupiers of the seven dwellings opposite in terms of manoeuvring space and ability of vehicles to pass. It is then a balance between harm and benefit. Speeds on Balance Hill are relatively slow. It is relatively narrow with on-street parking, and as it becomes Leighton Road, it bends away. There are no recorded injury accidents at this junction. The junction is already in regular use and already serves 17 dwellings. Could two more be described as having a severe impact on the highway? As it stands, with no alteration, it could. But with the improvement of the width, this adds weight to the benefit balance. A relatively small number of new vehicles will pass through the junction, but the junction is not unsafe, and once further into Bank Close, movement is improved. So that basically sums up the view of the county highways and on making their judgment that it will have a neutral impact on highway safety. There's also no impact on historic environment based on the topography and the drainage of the site. There's no issues on flooding and biodiversity. There are a number of trees to be lost, so there will be a slight biological net loss. However, there is going to be 10 trees put up with some hedging. The beech tree is going to be retained, and there's a condition to include ecological enhancement measures. So in conclusion, it's considered that the proposal complies with the local plan, associated SPDs, etc., and we've worked with the applicant and agent to come to a suitable solution over the course of the application, with a recommendation to approve with conditions as per the report.
Thank you for that, Rob. I'd like to call forward from our public speaking, Mrs. Michelle Richardson, please. Good afternoon, Mrs. Richardson. Just going to take a moment while my colleague just leaves. When you're ready, okay. We will press this, but if you do need a little bit more time to compose yourself, just let me know and we'll continue with that. But we're quite friendly here. If you'd like to go ahead when you're ready, please.
Okay. I am here to speak on behalf of Bank Close residents who strongly oppose this application on safety grounds. Historically, the Highway Authority have rejected any new build planning applications on Bank Close on the grounds of safety due to dangerous blind junction between Bank Close and Balance Hill. I'd like to read out one dated the 9th of November 2016, so it's historically, about a construction of one detached bungalow and garage and store on the area. And the application was refused for the following reasons. The access to the road leading to the site is substandard in that it is of inadequate width to allow two vehicles to pass, and the increase of such use of a road would result in an increase in the likelihood of danger to road users. The proposed development will result in an increase in the likelihood of highway danger to road users owing to vehicles waiting or manoeuvring on the public highway as a result of Bank Close / Balance Hill Junction being inadequately to reasonably accommodate passing vehicles, and also that it says, contrary to East Staffordshire Local Plan 2012 to 2031 policy SP1 and also paragraph 32 of the NPPPF. Okay. So I've spoken to Rob Duckworth on the current planning officer for East, and you have confirmed verbally twice on separate occasions, in your opinion, that the junction on Bank Close to Balance Hill is dangerous, and you say it can't be altered, which I know that. Nothing has changed regarding the junction, with no alteration work can be carried out to it to alleviate the issue. The photo that's included on the plan that you saw there, in the planning application, indicated that the junction of Balance Hill can be viewed from the end of the proposed widening of the highway. But it's been taken from Google Earth. As we know, Google Earth cameras are mounted on top of a vehicle from a driver's position, so it is not possible to see the junction as it says in the proposed thing. The proposed widening of the highway will not resolve any issues to do with the dangerous blind junction in any way. In addition to the dangerous junction, section 2.12 of the Parking Standards Planning Document 2017 states that new residential developments are required to ensure that waste collection vehicles and delivery vehicles are able to leave in a forward gear. This is not possible on Bank Close due, again, to the junction of Balance Hill being so narrow and tight. This is also a concern for fire and ambulances. We know as residents they cannot access that road at all. ESBC have apparently met their quota for new housing developments in the area, so why are you pushing for this development to go through regardless of the safety implications? With this taken into account, Bank Close is a Victorian heritage and character. The houses are not that you propose. The new dwelling will completely change the character and feel of the road and the immediate area. Wildlife also will be affected, such as squirrels. Could somebody clarify that somebody has done a survey, read the bats, because we have a lot of bats around the area. Squirrels and varied bird life, such as buzzards. I hereby plead to you, the Planning Committee, to consider all of the concerns I've raised and understand that if this development goes ahead, they will put in people's lives at risk. I would like the members of the Planning Committee here today to take full accountability for when somebody is injured or killed due to their lack of consideration of their constitutes safety and human rights. I will be happy to answer any questions and thank you for your patience. And yeah, sorry, I'd also... Oh no, that's fine. Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, Mrs. Richardson. I understand how difficult it is to speak.
Yeah, very difficult.
If you'd like to take your seat, then we can open the floor up then.
Thank you. Do I turn?
Yeah, just wait. Perfect, thank you. We have had representation from a ward councillor in the form of a note to read out. So what I'm going to do is get Ashley to read that out to us, and then we can consider that as well.
This is a statement from ward councillor Allen. In principle, I am content to support this application as it provides a benefit to existing residents living on Bank Close. Bank Close residents will be able to access their properties more freely than they currently do, and there may be some space to allow visitors to park close by, very different to what they can do now. I do not believe the two proposed dwellings will cause an unacceptable loss of privacy or light of existing surrounding properties, and I do not believe these dwellings will significantly increase the strain on services such as bin collections or emergency access. However, I am quite concerned about the junction with Balance Hill and the ability for vehicles to access Bank Close safely, whilst remembering Bank Close also has a pedestrian public right-of-way and no pavement. I believe Highways should have the opportunity to consider a slight remediation to the application so that double yellow lines on Balance Hill opposite the junction are extended further down Balance Hill to prevent vehicles parking. This would enable vehicles coming up the hill to move out earlier so as to gain a better perspective into the junction and Bank Close. For this reason, I am asking that the application is deferred and Highways are consulted again on this part of the access. And that concludes Councillor Allen's statement.
Rob, would you like to come back on any of the issues that are raised, or should we just open it out to the floor and then confirm? Okay. So I'd like to open it to the floor. Who would like to go first? Councillor Lamb.
Yeah, I guess the big question here is this inconsistency with what they're saying now compared to what they've said in the previous application. And quite clearly, it's very difficult to have that discussion with them not being here to give the expert advice we need. And clearly... some ideas have been suggested, but that's not come from an expert, so we'd need validation. So, you know, we can't sort of propose that because I don't think we know if that's right or not. So I guess we are stuck without those having those people in the room. And this does, I guess, to me, suggest that perhaps we should defer on the basis of getting somebody here from that organisation to give us their view of the current situation and to explain why they've got that conflict in terms of what they said before and what they're saying now.
I completely agree. Well, I understand what's being said. I mean, I've tried to get the county officer, David Plant, to come down, and he basically said that he wouldn't be able to add anything more than was written to me. I mean, he concluded with, I sort of read out most of what he said, but he also went on to say the likelihood of vehicles meeting at the junction is slightly increased, but vehicles on bank close must stop, and the vehicles on Balance Hill will likely be at a low speed, and the front vehicle will likely be able to stop or drive accordingly, and those meeting on bank close will infrequently meet at the narrowest part, and there is room to manoeuvre. The advice that he gave, he basically said he wouldn't be able to add anything more to it. So I've invited him down and another one of his colleagues, but they said they literally wouldn't be able to add much more than was said. With regards to the double yellow lines, I believe that that's a separate order that's required, and he hasn't put it in any of his comments that is required for this to be made any more safe. There is a stretch of double yellow lines, and he said that it would be beneficial if those were extended, but it's not essential for this to be considered to have a neutral impact. So I have discussed that matter with him, if that helps at all.
Well, it helps in a way, but it doesn't sort of quite explain the contradictory evidence from what was said before. And, you know, you could get a scenario which says one planner says this viewpoint, another planner says another viewpoint, and we're sort of a bit stuck in the middle. You know, do we take their latest view or do we take their original view? And I guess that's where I'm struggling to understand which one we follow.
Yeah. Can I just come on that? We are taking this planning application as it comes now. While we can look at the history of it, we have to really look at what this goes with and the recommendations that we've had from our consultees as well. So I think where previously it didn't have any road widening, on this one it does have some mitigation against that. And there was a balance thing that was read out previously and on our site visit this morning. So that's sort of where we might be minded to look at this application on its principles and what we can see here. And whereas there is a little bit of a conflict perhaps on previous ones, it is the latest one that we are looking at here, if that helps. Can I bring Rob back in to answer any further questions?
Well, it was just to reiterate that on the previous schemes, there was no compensatory measure for the road. And he said, you know, without any, this would likely be unacceptable, but this is a solution to the problem with a benefit for a greater number of residents than just the applicant and the future occupiers. So it's got a greater benefit which mitigates any harm having a neutral impact. And that wasn't proposed at any future time. So that's why there's a difference of opinion now.
Councillor McGarry.
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, this application comes within my ward, but I've had absolutely nothing to do with it outside of this committee. But I have, on lots of occasions since 2014, especially prior to being elected, have walked this route many a time, and that road, Balance Hill, is particularly dangerous. In talking about double yellow lines, adding more, you're just going to confuse the issue in terms of where these cars are already parked, where are they then going to park? So you're just not helping the situation, putting anything like that on. However, the road entrance into Bank Close is extremely dangerous. And it says here, and I've written down the words substandard and dangerous, which was previously used in 2016. I really do think that we need to either reject this out of hand or defer this application and throw it back to Highways, because I do believe that this is just not going to be a case of getting two new, whereas I'm not opposed to two new properties being built within that close, I do not think this is adequate access onto this close. It is dangerous. Bank Close is dangerous. Traffic doesn't always come down or go up Bank Close, Balance Hill, fast or slow. You've got to get speed up to get up Balance Hill, and then you just come down at pace because you want to enter onto Old Knotty Way coming down it. So I don't believe that people drive safely down there at all.
Any further comments? Councillor Sylvester.
I agree entirely with Councillor McGarry. It is mitigating it. You don't mitigate it by making it wider at the top end. It may improve living standards up there, but it doesn't distract from the danger at the bottom of the hill.
Councillor Barker.
Yes, but are we not in the same situation as ever? If Staffs Highway say it's acceptable and we turn it down, then it goes to appeal and we lose. I mean, we know that's the case, don't we? Have we got to hear from the applicant? All right.
Just going to bring Ashley back in on this.
Okay, so in terms of the sort of next steps forward for committee, ultimately it's committee's decision. If you, as Councillor Barker points out, if you are looking at recommendation, you do need to be cognizant of the impacts on the authority. And as my colleague, Mr. Duckworth, has pointed out, the highways comments are clear in terms of what their recommendations are to us. So please be cognizant of that and how that could sort of play out at appeal. If members are of the view that they've not had the ability to debate this and sort of probe a highways expert, that is a sound reason for deferral. And we can request the highways experts to come on that basis. Obviously myself and Mr. Duckworth are chartered town planners rather than highways engineers, as it were, so we can take that back. But I would point out that there has been extensive discussion and extensive analysis on by highways on this, so please bear that in mind.
Councillor Lamb.
Yeah, I can understand a concern might be that we try and defer it to another meeting and then they still don't attend. So my question is, and I can see their viewpoint that this might be a small application that they're not that bothered about in the sense of they're putting their time into it. And I just wondered if our standing orders allow, a conference call from them to attend the meeting so that we could perhaps hopefully get them to attend at least on a telephone call and give us the advice that we need and the experience they've got that we're struggling to get at the moment.
So can make sure that we have a highways witness, if you like, to attend or at least on conference call. Can certainly do that. That's not a problem if you want to move to deferral.
Sorry, Chair, he's on this list. I was trying to indicate to you at the end of mine that he's on the electric list rather than on the paper one.
Right. Sorry about that. There must be a miscommunication on my pack here. It definitely doesn't have anything through. If you would like to come forward and just have your 3 minutes in the fame and the spotlight for a moment. Just bear with us while we get the timer back up. You ready? Right, sorry about the miscommunication. When you're ready, please fire ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I'm Richard Emery of Miller Management, acting as the agent on behalf of the applicant. Just as a first point, the objector discussing the previous application, that was a different application to this one that's being made here. As the planning officer has mentioned, the whole idea of this application is the widening of the road, which, although it doesn't improve the junction on Balance Hill, which is probably going to be impossible to ever improve, the widening does give a lot of other benefits to the road and the other residents there. When we made the first application back in 2018, we didn't include the widening of the road, and there was a concern raised by Highways as they wouldn't support the development. The planning officer also advised that there had been objections from neighbours. So at that point, the application was withdrawn and we considered further options for a revised proposal, which entailed Bank Cottage reducing its site area to enable Bank Close to be widened along the length of the frontage, which is actually about 45 metres length of two-way road. The proposal was submitted to Highways for their advice and comments. In May 2019, a letter was distributed to the neighbours advising them of proposals, highlighting the perceived benefits and welcoming any comments. In August 2019, Highways provided the favourable response, stating that whilst the access onto Balance Hill couldn't be improved, the improvement to the width of Bank Close is a benefit to occupiers of numbers 17 to 29, and overall this is an improvement and counts towards providing an acceptable development. A net improvement. The road widening proposals have the following benefits to the existing and future residents of Bank Close. It provides a road widening to provide 40 metres length of two-way section to allow passing vehicles, which would benefit refuse and other access vehicles as well. The road widening would improve the ability of the residents to park to the houses, turning in and out. The junction onto Balance Hill is visible from the widened road section, and hence there would less congestion reversing, etc., to give way to traffic. The additional road width can only improve the safety and access, and that is a footpath route as well. There are 16 dwellings that utilise Bank Close, and out of the 16 dwellings, 7 of the properties to the north of Bank Close will have a direct benefit in accessing the parking spaces to the front of the properties. The remaining residents will also benefit from the improvements made in the passing spaces and increased width of the road. In summary, it is hoped that the proposal demonstrates that the development could benefit the current and future residents of Bank Close. We believe that the development complies with all other planning policies and guidelines. And finally, we cannot see any other opportunity of Bank Close being improved if this land wasn't given over to widening the road in this area. Thank you.
So if I can go to Councillor McGarry, please.
Thank you. Just listening to Mr Emery on that, I mean, obviously when we were at our site visit today, Mr Emery's mentioned that this will give better access for refuge vehicles, yet the refuge vehicle can't get into the access, regardless of what it could do when it was in there with this widening of the road. It can't actually get into Bank Close, as we actually saw this morning when the refuge guys were actually bringing the bins down to the main Balance Hill. So that doesn't really come into consideration as far as I'm concerned.
In terms of our consultees, we had no issues with the waste collection, did we, previously?
No, I mean, Highways have commented on bin collections and deliveries and things like that, and basically said, well, the net increase of two dwellings that just deal with the situation as they do now, which I believe those from Bank Close take their bins to Churchill Close, I think. The ones down at the bottom end take it to Balance Hill, but I think this site would take them through to Churchill Close. So I understand.
Would you like to come back on that?
And also just the fact that Mr Emery mentioned that the widening of this road would affect properties 17 to 29. that's only going to benefit seven properties within that Victorian Terry stretch. Am I right in saying that?
I'm just checking which properties it does improve against. The main ones that it will improve are 13 to 29, which are the sort of two sets of terraces opposite, but it will likely improve the road for everybody else who uses it, because there'll be more space to sort of manoeuvre and pass down that lane as well. So the main two lots of terraces opposite are 13 to 29.
Any further comments on this? Right. Do we have any proposals that we'd like to push forward? Councillor McGarry.
I would like to say that we defer this application until we get somebody from Highways here by conference call or actually in person to discuss the Highways issues that we have on the table.
Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Sylvester. So, can I put it to the vote then that we are going for a deferral of this until we can get Highways to come and answer our concerns on this? Can I have all those in favour? It's unanimous. So we will defer this for a future date. Thank you very much. Right. Councillors, if I can bring us back to the meeting, please. We're on to agenda item 8. Can I request that members consider... Six. Can I request that members consider the appeals received and determined? Noted. Thank you very much. Agenda item 7. Can I request that you consider the planning permissions that have been circulated with delegated? Yep. Noted. Thank you very much. We're now going to move into